coordinator of the Gospel Fest Committee, Michael Peters, said the committee has changed its focus from zonal events to denominations in an effort to make the festival more inclusive.
In 2022, because of COVID, we sought to change the character of the festival and the sort of activities we organize. And it is reflected here this morning in the 2023 program. As we enter a new decade and we realize the impact COVID had on the attendance in churches, especially among young people, we have sought to change the format of the festival, which had been in place for more than 20 years. The focus initially was on zonal showcases across the country with presentations from the various individual churches. Starting last year and again for this year, we are focusing more on denominations, total presentations from the various denominations. Last year, we implemented that particular style of programming and it was very successful. We had some tremendous packages from the Streams of Power churches, the Churches of God of Prophecy, New Testament churches, the Nazarene, Pentecostal Assemblies of the West Indies. And it's in that vein we are going for 2023, ensuring that there's total inclusion of all denominations.
Mr. Peters said the festival will officially start on Sunday, April 2nd, with an opening show called An Evening of Glorious Praise.
So on Sunday, the 2nd of April, we start our first program, An Evening of Glorious Praise, featuring five of our local gospel artists. We have Minister Pearl McMaster, who is one of the leading female gospel artists in St. Vincent and Grenadines and certainly poised to make a big impact regionally and internationally. We have Gary Miller of the Open Bible Standard Churches, a young and exciting gospel artist. Alyssa Ander Board, she was the winner of the New Song Contest in 2022 from the Church of God of Prophecy. Ecclesia Gospel Band, a band out of Sandy Bay, one of the active gospel bands in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. They will be showcasing some of the new music they have been in the studio recording. And Andres Bascom, again, another outstanding young recording gospel artist. All of this will take place on Sunday, 2nd April, from 6 p.m. at the Russell's Auditorium.
And Mr. Peters says the festival will continue during the Easter weekend when denominational concerts will be featured.
On the next weekend, Friday 8th, 7th, 8th, and 9th, which is the Easter weekend, we present our denominational concerts. We have the LA Unique Upholstery Denominational Concert featuring the Open Bible Standard Churches. We have the Century Insurance Denominational Concert featuring the Church of God Worldwide Mission Pentecostal Churches and the Russell's Auditorium Denominational Concert featuring the Evangelical Churches of the West Indies. Those three denominations represent a total package of gospel entertainment in song, music, dance, drama at the Russell's Auditorium Friday 7th, 8th, and 9th. Of April. On Friday the 14th, the second weekend of the festival, we have the ASL Auto Incorporated, ASL Real Estate Symphonies of Praise. Again, this is one of the programs by the Gospel Fest Committee where we attempt to showcase all aspects of the performing arts. This time we have the instrumentalists or musicians take center stage in solo and group pieces. Violin, guitar, piano, steel band, all aspects of musical entertainment is part of the Symphonies of Praise.
Coordinator of the Gospel Fest Committee, Michael Peters. This year's festival will be held from April 2nd to 30th with the theme, A Glorious Celebration of the Gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm Ashisi Asama with today's special report.